Need a boost of spiritual encouragement each day? We've got you covered. Kitchener Baptist Church has a free daily devotional waiting for you, filled with God's Word, practical insight, and faith-building truth. Take a moment to be refreshed and strengthened at timelesstruthsradio.com.
Hi, it's Pastor Burns, and you're listening to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry. Well, it's a brand new year, and a new year brings new opportunity and probably new opposition. We're excited to begin this new year with God. Our message this morning is a new beginning with God.
Our heart is not pure by default.
Listen, if we're going to be right with God today, then we're going to have to understand who He is.
If you choose to do what is right in this society, then you will be treated as the enemy. You will be rejected. You will be looked down upon. In verse number 14, he says, judgment is turned away back.
And they that come to God must believe that He is. He is the Creator. He has the resources to provide. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19 says, "But my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus." Welcome to Timeless Truths, and thank you so much for joining us today. Well, what can we say? There's lots of snow. It seems like every day we keep adding to the snow that we already have, and maybe we'll even break some records this year. As we step into a brand new year, there's something all of us feel, whether we say it out loud or not. It's that quiet hope that this year might be different. It's a fresh start. It's a new chapter. It's a chance to walk forward instead of carrying the weight of yesterday. The beginning of a new year invites us to pause, and it also invites us to reflect. As we look back at the road behind us, the joys, the regrets, the victories, and the detours that maybe we never expected. Some footsteps were confident and steady, others maybe a little slow and uncertain, and maybe even painful. And yet every step tells a story. And that's why today's message, as we look at part two, is a new beginning with God. Because no matter where you've been or what your past year looks like, God specializes in new beginnings. And the scripture reminds us that His mercies are new every morning, not just once a year, but every single day. And if God offers fresh mercy daily, then no one listening today is too far gone. No one is too far broken or too late to begin again. Our song that we're going to hear shortly is "The Story of Your Life is Told in Footsteps," and it really captures the truth beautifully. Our lives are not just measured in years, but in steps, steps of faith, steps of fear, steps forward, and sometimes steps behind. And yet, even when we stumble, God is still writing the story. And He walks with us, and He redeems our missteps and invites us to trust Him with the path ahead. As the new year unfolds, the question before us isn't simply, what will I do differently, but rather, who will I walk with? A new beginning isn't about turning over a new leaf through our own strength. It's about turning toward God and a willing heart to say, "Lord, lead my steps." So wherever you are today, whether you're driving, sitting quietly at home, or listening with questions in your heart, I invite you to listen closely. Let this song and message remind you that God is not finished with your story. The road ahead may be unknown, but when you walk with Him, every step has purpose. This is Timeless Truths Radio Ministry. Let's begin.
As we walk each day along life's road, a set of footprints marks where we have been. The ones who come behind, we journey we can never take again.
Where will your footsteps lead? What will they say? Will your steps help someone find their way? Your journey soon will end, and what will you have left?
Just the story of your life
told in your footsteps. We see the steps of those who've gone before. Their steps are milestones of victory. But other steps we see relay the tale
of the ones who never looked to Calvary. One day when my journey here is done, and I walk through golden gates toward my home,
I wonder, will my steps lead someone else to the prize that's waiting at the Father's throne? Where will your footsteps lead? What will they say? Will your steps help someone find their way? Your journey soon will end, and what will you have left?
Just the story of your life
told in your footsteps.
Steps help someone find their way.
Your journey soon will end, and what will you have left?
Just the story of your life told in your footsteps.
What a wonderful blessing in that song, and it really does remind us that our life is a series of decisions that we make, and our decisions determine our destination. And we want to make sure that we make our decisions based upon the authority of the Bible, that we make our decisions based upon what God has to say for our lives, and that we trust in Him every day of our life. And that's really the theme of our church. That's really what I want to present to our church, is trust in Him. That's our 2026 theme, but that's also kind of the theme of my messages for 2026, is to trust the Lord each and every day of our lives. And that can be difficult sometimes. I know for me personally, there are times in my life where trusting God is easy, and then there are times when trusting God is not so easy. And so we want to make sure that we trust the Lord each and every day, and we trust Him enough to put Him first in our life. We trust Him enough to look to Him in the good times and also in the bad times. All right, we're going to look at part two of our message, A New Beginning with God. And we looked at last time, God specializes in a fresh start. It's in Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22. The Bible says, "It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness." The book of Lamentations was written in the ashes of national failure. It was written after Jerusalem had fallen in 586 BC. The city was destroyed, the temple was burnt, the walls were broken down, and the people were scattered. And this was the message that God had for this people.
Hey everyone, if you're looking for a daily dose of encouragement, we've got something just for you. Kitchener Baptist Church offers a free daily devotional designed to help you dive into God's timeless truths, find strength in Scripture, and grow in your walk with Christ. Start your day with encouragement at timelesstruthsradio.com.
We'll get back to Pastor's Bible message in just a moment. We wanted to pause and offer you an invitation to join us in proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ to our region. Would you pray for us as we endeavor to share God's timeless truths to those in our city and abroad? It goes without saying that your financial gift is greatly appreciated. We would love for you to be a partner with us and help keep us on the air. You can send a financial gift by mail. Our address is 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. Again, it's 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. You can also e-transfer your gift to our radio ministry using the email give@kitchenerbaptist.org. Again, that's give@kitchenerbaptist.org. Your financial gift will be a great blessing and encouragement to us. But best of all, it helps us stay on this radio station proclaiming God's timeless truths. So thank you so much for your kindness to our ministry. If you would like us to pray for you, we'd be happy to do so. You can submit your prayer requests at timelesstruthsradio.com. We believe in the power of prayer, and we're excited to pray for and with you. You can also find our contact information on timelesstruthsradio.com. We'd love to answer any questions you might have, or maybe you want to just send us a word of encouragement. That's always welcome. The housework is all done for this week. Let's continue with our message this morning. Once again, here is Pastor Burns.
So how did this people get to this place that they needed a fresh start? Well, remember that the Bible records for us the actions of Israel for our example. This is what the Bible says. They are examples for us, and they teach us that our decisions impact our life. Israel's actions reveal, really, I believe, the human heart and where we can find ourselves if we're not careful. First of all, we looked at last time, they ignored God's word. The Bible says in Jeremiah 25, verse 5, they said, "Turn ye again now, everyone, from his evil way and from the evil of your doings." In Jeremiah chapter 7, verses 9 to 10, the Bible says, "Will ye steal, murder, commit adultery, and swear falsely, and burn incense unto Baal, and walk after other gods, whom ye know not, and come and stand before me in this house?" I mean, the reality was is that they ignored what God said, but yet they still had this religious shell. They had no reverence for God. They had no heart for spiritual things. The Bible says in the last days in 2 Timothy chapter 3 that there'll be a form of godliness, but they'll deny the power thereof, that it's possible for a people to be a certain way and live a certain life and yet look like they're religious. And the Bible says that this people lived their life in wickedness, and yet they stood before God to worship him. And God says, "I delight not in these things. I don't delight in your sacrifices. I don't delight in your words, because your heart is far from me." And they trusted in the temple instead of the Lord. Jeremiah chapter 7 is often called the temple sermon. And in the temple sermon, God instructs Jeremiah to stand before the people and to stand at the entrance of the temple and preach. And the words that he said were strong words. I think they're words that most Christians and churches today couldn't handle, because we become so offended over everything. Jesus said, "Blessed is the one who's not offended in me." And Jeremiah 7 verse 4 says, "Trust ye not in lying words, saying, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord are these." And so the message that God gave Jeremiah was that they confused God's presence with God's approval. And they trusted in a system and not a savior. And God wanted their hearts. And the reality is that we can go to church and we can carry a Bible and we can memorize verses and we can quote our scriptures and we can know our eschatology. But what about our hearts? Are we walking with God? Is the message of the Bible. And they became spiritually hardened to the truth. The Bible teaches us that that they became convinced in their heart that they were going the right way. Lamentations 2 verse 14 says, "Thy prophets have seen vain and foolish things for thee, and they have not discovered thine iniquity to turn away thy captivity, but they have seen for the false burden and causes of banishment." And so he says, thy prophets, we see that they were told by their prophets that everything was okay, but it wasn't okay, and they weren't dealing with the heart. And that's really what it comes down to in 2026. If you want to have a blessed year, then you need to deal with your heart. They also did not believe that God would actually judge them. I'm reminded of the days of Noah, where they kind of lived their life and did their thing until judgment came. And so this is kind of how they got to this place. And this is why they obviously needed a new beginning. Let's look at secondly, not only God specializes in fresh starts, but you cannot start new until you deal with the old. How can we deal with that old life? Well, first, I want to note that it begins with salvation. 2 Corinthians 5:16, 5:17, excuse me, says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." To be in Christ is a relationship with God through his son, Jesus. And this is what it means to be saved or born again or forgiven or justified. Colossians chapter 2, verse 13, Romans 5, verse 1. In salvation, we're not standing alone before God. We are standing in Christ. We are spiritually new. And the old life is passed away. God doesn't build new lives on old foundations. And so we can change the outward and we can change our habits, which is kind of promoted, you know, in the new year, these new year resolutions. And I think new year's resolutions have their place, but we can change the outward and we can change our habits, but only God changes the heart. And we need a change of heart if we're going to have lasting effects. Now, Jesus taught this principle in the book of Matthew in the 12th chapter. It wasn't about trying harder to produce better fruit, but Jesus taught this important principle. He said the fruit comes from the vine and behavior comes from the heart. Jesus taught to make the tree good. Now, there must be a change of heart in order for to have true, lasting, changing behavior. New calendars don't change old hearts. New years don't bring about lasting results. It is that change in our heart. True change is going to come from a change of heart. And this is indeed a powerful transformation. Look what the Bible says. Romans 12, verse 2, it says, "And be not conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." As Christians, there must be an initial step towards transformation. Now think about this. Look at the scriptures and notice the language that's used to describe our spiritual life. Okay, it's fight the good fight, run the race, strive, abound. These are intentional actions to a mature Christian life. Notice Paul said, don't be conformed to the world, but what does he say? He says, be transformed. Now, how are we transformed? We're transformed by the renewing of our mind. You need to think differently. Proverbs 23, verse 7 says, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he." Now, God doesn't begin with fixing our behavior. God begins by renewing our mind. We cannot allow our mind to be shaped by our culture as Christians. We cannot allow our mind to be shaped by the world, by our sin and ourself. We must allow our lives to be shaped by the Word of God. We need to let God shape our thinking. And therefore, as God shapes our thinking and changes our thinking, then he also changes our lives. John 17, verse 17 says it this way. He says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. And so we need to stop thinking these ideas where I'm worthless or I can't change or this will never get better. And we need to start thinking, hey, wait a minute, as a Christian, I'm forgiven. Hey, wait a minute, as a Christian, I'm a child of God. Hey, wait a minute, as a Christian, I have hope in Jesus Christ. Paul says to reckon yourselves dead to sin and alive to Jesus Christ. In other words, acknowledge your position in Jesus Christ. And then I believe also there's a present truth. There's a powerful transformation, absolutely. But then there's also a present truth. And I believe that all of us as Christians have a present truth that we need to obey to take a step closer to God. Peter said that we must obey God and be established in the present truth of our life. Therefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though ye know them, and be established in the present truth. And so what is he saying? He's saying, well, you know it, but you're not obeying it. What is God doing in your life today is the question that you have to ask yourself. What do you need to obey in your life to take a step forward in 2026? Maybe it's baptism. Maybe it's service of some kind. Maybe it's a sin you need to forsake or a godly habit that you need to resume. Is it a Christian discipline that you need to begin in 2026? The question I have for you is what is God teaching you? And what is God leading you to do? And maybe your present truth today, and we're going to have to wrap this up here and finish it next week, but maybe your present truth today is that you need to put your faith and trust in Jesus. Maybe you're not a Christian today, and maybe you've had people witness to you, you've read the Bible, maybe you read a gospel tract, and deep down in your heart, you know that you need to put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ for your eternal soul. Hey, would you do that today? Would you trust in Jesus? Would you turn to him?
Hi, friend. Would you make a decision from the message that you just heard? Most importantly, do you know that you would go to heaven when this life is over? Do you know Jesus Christ as your Savior? The Bible teaches us that we have all sinned and have come short of God's glory. The Scriptures tell us that we cannot earn heaven by our own merit. It's not about a religious ritual or being a good person, being baptized or joining a church or a particular denomination. Salvation is found in Jesus and Him alone. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus died in our place on the cross, and now we can enjoy the blessing of having our sins forgiven by trusting in his finished work on Calvary. If you believe the gospel today, the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, if you believe that Jesus as God died for your sins and that you cannot save yourself, would you call out to Jesus today? Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." You can pray a prayer similar to this one. Lord, I know I have sinned against you. Because of that sin, I am separated from you. I believe that you died for me, that you rose again from the grave. I'm asking you to save me and wash my sins away. Make me your child. Amen. This isn't some magic prayer, but it's the heart decision behind your prayer. The Bible says in Romans 10:10, "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness." If you prayed a prayer like mine and you meant it with all of your heart, then you are born again into the family of God. I rejoice with you in your decision. To let us know of the decision that you just made, you can head over to kitchenerbaptist.org/decision. We'd love to connect with you and pray for you. We would also love to send you some resources to help you in this newfound faith. God bless. We hope to hear from you soon.
Thank you so much for listening to our program this morning. Timeless Truths is a ministry of the Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario. We are a refreshingly conservative Baptist church that preaches the Word of God. For more information about our church and this radio ministry and how we can be a blessing to you, check out our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Our radio program is available because of the faithful prayers and listeners just like you. You can support our ministry by sending a financial gift to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry, 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. Again, that address is 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. You can also e-transfer your support to give@kitchenerbaptist.org. Again, that email for e-transfer is give@kitchenerbaptist.org. For more information about supporting Timeless Truths, you can visit our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Do you know the Jesus we talked about in this program? You can have abundant life through Jesus right now. Just say yes to Jesus today. Fully trust in Him. Learn more about the Jesus of the Bible and how you can have eternal life at KitchenerHope.com. Again, that website is KitchenerHope.com. Once again, thank you for joining us this Sunday morning. From Pastor Burns and the Kitchener Baptist Church, have a wonderful day. We hope that you will join us next time when we open the Bible and explore God's timeless truths.
We'd love for you to join us for one of our services here at Kitchener Baptist. We meet each Sunday, the first day of the week, at 10:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. During our Sunday morning service, we have a wonderful kids program. We also have a Wednesday night Bible study at 7 p.m., where we are currently studying through the book of Exodus. During that service, we also take time to pray for each other. We hope to see you soon at Kitchener Baptist Church.